cancer, and we wish her well in her other endeavors. But in any case, she's always welcome here. So any member is welcome. Good. And then to other members we see for the first time, Mr. Matebe, Mr. Skosana, we got all your apologies and so on, so welcome back. Breakfast! Can we just welcome Mr. Grayling back as well? The honorable member is often missing in action. And now that he's a shadow minister, shadow minister of energy, I'm sure his inputs on energy are going to increase triple-fold. But in any case, you always have a free lunch here, and you're always welcome. As I said, we've had a very stop-start year. We've been able to process the weather bill, and they're drafting some amendments and so on. But today, for example, we tried to fit in two inputs. The afternoon one has been cancelled. The programming structure, Mr. Frulich, didn't want the meeting to take place because there are other things that have to happen. So I hope you receive that information. So we won't sit this afternoon. Apparently, Mr. Matebe needs to go shopping and get his hat sorted out for tomorrow. So we've cancelled it so Mr. Matebe can get his hat sorted out. In the rural areas, you know, it's difficult. There are no hats and things there. You have to come to the city. You have to come to the city and come buy your hat. So that's off. And then this morning, where's the department? Can they wait for a response? But it's outrageous. In any case, I got a request this morning that, you know, we were going to give an input today on the assessment of COP17. And I received the request this morning to say that this matter has not been, they've not been able to process it through cabinet yet. Obviously, DERCO was one of the main departments, we were one of the main departments, and then other departments also played a role, and Minister quite rightly feels that this matter should be processed through Cabinet first so they get a Cabinet assessment and not a departmental assessment. And it's probably more worth our while to have the bigger assessment and the bigger input. So I'm going to propose that we concede to that request, even though it's so late. I still found it outrageous that the department doesn't come to the meeting. I mean, they sent me the message this morning, but you know, I can't and I will not cancel meetings on my own. I come to the committee and the committee decides. I mean, you know, what happens now if the committee said, no, we must go ahead? I mean, you know. So I really don't understand this. So in any case, I want to suggest that we wait till this matter. I am meeting today with the minister to try and discuss our program to see if we can get more finality on the issues at 1 o'clock, so hopefully we'll be able to have more certainty. You all have received the program. As things stand at the moment, if it doesn't change, we will next week hopefully be able to process the amendment SAWS bill. So I wanted to get that out of the way quite quickly because there was a high level of consensus around the issues. We just have to find the right wording now. And so for the next week or two, we'll try and process that bill and do the SONA stuff until we've settled down enough to be able to go ahead with our program. And then you'll see, I think, the strategic plans have to be tabled in Parliament on the 7th. Of March, and you know, I don't think there's much worth for us to start processing the budget until the strategic plans have been tabled, so it's not going to be worth it. So I've tried to, from in that week of the 7th, started to program things between, I've also tried to fit in a progress report on the acid mine drainage. I tried to fit in a hearing on working for water, so that we can get more into that and see what proposals we want to make. And then also on other two things, the national strategy on waste management is also fitted in somewhere in May, and that whole issue about looking at the balance between mining and environment, I try to fit that in. And I think towards the last week in June, I put aside a whole week for us to look at the implementation of the climate change. So hopefully we can try, and today when I meet with the minister, we can try and tie down the program a bit more firmly, and then hopefully, although you know that things change all the time, so it's a bit difficult. We're at the end of the line. I also asked Gareth Morgan, Mr. Morgan, and Ma Manganya to form a little team for us to look at proposals for our study tour, somewhere in the east, probably in China and maybe somewhere else. They're going to look at that for us and come back with proposals. If any of you got any suggestions, please interact with them. It just seems to me that, as we've said before, China is one of the countries that's really moving on climate change. They are developed country in that sense of the word, and they've done some interesting stuff around water, I understand, and it's interesting to see how they're handling that. So maybe that country, and which is probably, I mean, you know, they're only a few billion people, so I suppose they can keep us busy for at least a week or two, but if there's another country close by that is also interesting, then you know, that can be made part of the plans. So hopefully in the next week or two they'll tie that down. Scottney will help them. I've asked him before to do some work on it. I don't know how much he's done, but there he is. So he'll help and assist as far as he can. So if you have any specific things to help them do their task, let's do that. Then I suppose once we've tied down the program, we should also look at oversight, probably again in June. Just when the term starts in the August, you know, like we did this time, that first week or two. So we'll have a look at that. If you have suggestions, I know we've thought about the Lesotho 2 project. Obviously, there's always the rhino issue. This is Mangaliso that we keep on monitoring, and we love. And things like that, but please let me know if there are any others, each one of you, and then at some stage we'll bring it back and tie it down so that we can start our preparations. This time try and do it a bit earlier. And then of course, what we also do that part of the year, we try and take a week or 3 days at least to spend with the department of Pretoria, where we can really hammer through a lot of issues like we did last time in more detail and so on. So those are all the possibilities. Alf, I'm not sure why you guys weren't here. I received a request this morning, you know, but I mean, the committee must decide. I can't decide these things. And I would have expected you guys to be here to come and hear the outcome. You're lucky that the committee is a magnanimous one and has agreed that we will, for the sake of more in-depth assessment of the matter, give you a chance to process it through cabinet. But I'm not too sure why the department felt they should sit in the department while we're discussing this issue. It's very difficult for me to understand.
Chair, good morning, and honourable members. I'm Judy Beaumont. I'm the recently appointed DDG of Climate Change. We ourselves are quite confused. And we needed to get instruction from our DG, who has only just landed. So we had different instructions coming from different places. The DG suggestion was that if need be, it might be useful for you and her just to have a quick conversation if we needed to clear anything up.
These things we should do earlier. This is really messy. I mean, we have always, as a committee, been very accommodating of the department. We have, postponed things. We've done things all the time. And all I just expect is some respect for the process. It's fine to send me a request, and I can make up my mind, and I could have even told you guys what I feel about it. But the point is, in the end of the day, we must respect Parliament, because Parliament must, this committee must decide. I mean, I as chair, of course, try and lead the committee, and I will come with a recommendation to them, as I did. But still, the committee say, no, chair, you're wrong. We think we should go ahead. What then? So, I think for me, it just seems that people don't fully understand the processes in Parliament. I mean, it's not a question of early in the morning at 7 o'clock sending a message to the chair and saying, we want the meeting postponed. Of course, you can send whatever message you want to, but there's a process we have to go through. So I'm not even asking for a response from you. I understand I can now hear what it is. There clearly is a lot of confusion. Obviously, someone last night, when they saw that there's going to be an input here, then thought, but what about the other departments? I can see what happened in the department, which again is a problem for me that's the way we work. But okay, that's that. But I just think we should really respect the process in Parliament. If Parliament says you should be here at 9:30, then you must be here at 9:30. Doesn't matter what, until we have a further response. Because we can only decide that in the committee. My committee decides ultimately what its program and what its role and how it does its things. Okay, so I want this, Ms. Quanele, I want this to be understood very clearly. You should know you've been here for a long time. And I understand, of course, you didn't send the message to me. It came from somewhere else, but still. I mean, we should do that. Okay. So let's leave it at that. I mean, no hard feelings. It's fine. I think in the end of the day, it's probably better that we have a cabinet assessment, that we have Durko's input into it, that you guys can talk through the things at cabinet level. But what I do want is to know, at least to give us some deadline when, I mean, we can't, the next COP is in December. It is now February. For us to have an assessment of that, and for us to, as a committee, to work out a program, how do we get to December? I mean, clearly we need to. I mean, you can't come in June with your assessment. I mean, I'm hoping that we get it soon. So, I really would expect that by the end of today, we have some indication when this is going to cabinet, when it will be processed, and when we can have our meeting, so I can put it into the program. Okay.
Honourable Chair, if I may, it is on the Cabinet schedule for, going to the Cabinet Committee next week on the 15th, and I understand...
The Cabinet 22nd.
22nd. The only slight unclarity in that respect is that we are not quite sure whether Durko is sending a memo at the same time, and that is the part that we need still to get clarity. But our memo is scheduled for the ICTS Cabinet Cluster on the 15th and Cabinet on the 22nd. Thank you.
All right, so we may target it. I know in the week of the 28th we can still move things around, so we may target for that the 28th, 29th provisionally, so that we can get this assessment and we can decide as a committee what we want to do with this process. And of course, members themselves would want to give some input into the process. I mean, what they felt, what happened, what's good, what's bad, all those type of things. So please, let's try and process those issues and get it to a point. And then, congratulations with your appointment. I one stage heard a rumor, but I have not been formally informed that you have been appointed. So big congratulations on the committee, and I do trust that your relationship with us will be as a fruitful one as it's been up to date. I can tell you that we're still processing our report on the white paper, which basically we have agreed to. We think there are one or two shortcomings, so we still need to get the report, which Scott has given me, and I must still go through it, and then the committee must still look at it and so on. So you can just know that that's almost ready. But the one thing you must start preparing for is that I think it's in towards somewhere in June, I've set aside a whole week for us to look at the implementation of the white paper. What has happened in the 6 months since you approved it? And that will obviously be a yearly and maybe even a half yearly occurrence where we do that to process and look at what is happening in climate change. Obviously, it's important from the beginning that we get the other departments on board. They must be part of that process. I think you must start engaging with your colleagues, the particularly important ones, energy, finance, water, and see how we're going to get a structure going. Obviously, there are structures created in the document, which hopefully will facilitate that, but if not so, you know, how then we get them that when it's a reporting here, it's basically reporting by government every year or every second, every half part of the year. And so I'm giving you advance warning on this that so that we don't in June get that we have not processed this. However far we are, or however far we are not at that stage. But we need to get Parliament involved in the processing of how we're implementing the climate change paper, okay? So that's another task that I think you should start looking at how we're going to process. Anything from the members, Mr. Morgan?
Thank you, Chair. I just want to concur with your concern about the arrangements today. I am convinced that the committee gave the department due notice about the fact that we wanted a briefing in COP17. If there was a reason why it shouldn't have happened, that should have been communicated before. I don't think the committee would have had a problem. I mean, the main concern I have, Chairperson, is that there are five officials who have flown from Pretoria to brief us, but it never happened. That's presumably between 15 and 20,000 rands worth of expenditure. So I think that the DDG should certainly raise this issue with the Director General, because I doubt that any of you can justify the expenditure to come to Cape Town today, not only to be away from your desks in Pretoria, but also the expenditure it's taken to get you here and back to do, quite frankly, nothing in this committee. And that is of great concern to me. I would appreciate it, Chair, that issue, besides the issue of bad planning, is actually raised with the Director General. You can't simply spend money without a purpose.
Anyone else want to add? All happy? Okay, so let's hope. I will meet the minister today at 1 o'clock. We'll process the program, and hopefully we will we've processed already, but Mr. Makoba, this is messy. I mean, this is really messy. But okay, we've discussed it. Let's postpone the matter. Our next meeting, hopefully, if nothing changes, we'll let you know, will be next Tuesday to process the amendments. And then hopefully we'll get a time for this one that we'll put on the program, hopefully on the week of the 28th. We'll be able to process this, and then we'll take the matter further from there. Okay? Everyone happy? All right.
Sorry, thank you for that. Honourable Chair and Honourable Members, just to say that in fact this is not the only meeting that we needed to be here for. There's a a National Planning Commission discussion that is also happening in a couple of others. So, I mean, I think the point is absolutely taken, that it has been a messy business, that we need to manage this process in a much more effective manner. And Honourable Chair, just in respect of the work going forward on the implementation of the white paper, we as a department have already started the process of doing quite a detailed functional analysis of the real deliverables and the time frames and the partnerships or the partnering arrangements that are needed both with other government departments and with stakeholders in terms of implementation of the white paper, and certainly we will be moving with speed, since we really have quite a limited time frame for a number of very critical deliverables, the carbon budgeting process, some of the adaptation work, all of which seems to be culminating in October next year. So given the fact that we're already in February, it is quite a time frame, quite tight time frame. I just wanted to check whether the committee has any direction, specific direction from your hearings that took place on the white paper that might be useful for us in our process to take on board in our further work.
If the staff of the department came to those last meetings, which they were supposed to, Mr. Lukey, and just stayed away, then they would have had a nice summary of everything, because I summarized everything and they would have been able to hear. But unfortunately, the gentleman or lady that was appointed to be there every day came in the beginning, enjoyed it, then enjoyed it so much, stayed away completely in the last two or three meetings. Again, it's just beyond me why this happened. I still don't have an answer. I've asked for an answer. We had a list of people that were going to attend every day. Cornelia gave us a list with the names. I can't even remember who the person was, but they just didn't arrive. But I can't remember specifically. I must go and look at whatever Scotney has drafted. But as far as I can recall, is that we've just found a few areas we felt should be dealt with in the white paper, which either have not been dealt with or not adequately dealt with. But I can't remember that there were any specific immediate issues that had to be dealt with, other than as what I've said now, that at some stage we will have a full week's hearings around implementation. And then I hope, of course, at that stage that for me the most important thing is that the structures in the white paper are set up and operating. Because if those structures are not set up and operating, the department will be doing its thing, but government won't be really being. So it's very important that the structures that are there are set up, and they even if it's slow and cumbersome, but at least that by June, that we know that those are all up and running. And then all the other work you're saying about the carbon and all the other things that have to be done. But it's very important. You see, we have agreed that we must do likewise in Parliament, try and pull the committees together in whatever way we can that deal with those kind of things. I mean, they'll obviously be invited to that week of, but we ourselves also have to find ways of trying to get this thing to work, where we work in an integrated fashion. But I can't remember, Scotney, there wasn't anything particular we asked the department to do in the... No. It was a kind of a nice feely-feely, softy-softy, kissy, lovey-lovey kind of report. In the implementation process, yeah. No, it's fine. Okay. That's it. Now, Mr. Lukey, in your other hand, I want to today still see the amendments, please. Now, to the SAWS bill. And even if they haven't been processed, I want to see them and see how far we are. Where are they? slipping. Yeah, I'm saying you're ultra efficient to the world.
And slipping, but
maybe you're sleeping. All right, so let's get it again so that we can look and see if they, you know, all of them have been covered, and so that we as a committee can, you know, I like outside the process is also for us to talk a bit so that we can get things moving and so we can move past them, okay? So if we can have that, if you can get it past my sleeping secretary, it'll be useful. The other thing, of course, I do have an email address as well. Are you awake?
No.
I know you're awake. Okay. Anything else? We're happy? Happy? Going, gone. We'll see each other, hopefully, next week, Tuesday. In any case, after today, Chilek will inform.